God knows I need it.
Finding herself.
Yeah, it's my dream.
I feel like princess treatment needs to be like
normalized.
Do you know what I mean?
I think we all need to like see like low effort as a turn off.
You'll just end up on your back like a turtle.
Yeah.
You won't know what to be doing.
Welcome to How Much Drink with Charlene and Ellie. I have not much of a voice. Well, I have a voice, but it's a bit.
You sound a bit husky.
A little bit, yeah.
It's kind of
sick. It goes all the time. Since I was sick that time, my voice goes so quickly.
Does it?
Yeah. My mom
Maybe
said,
you damaged your cords.
I think I did. My mom said that she knew a guy that was sick once and he never got his voice back.
I'd be up to walls.
I know.
No, I'd have to go and get a new throat or something. Yeah. Or like,
someone said for me to have honey, but I'm like, what really is that going to do? But I do think I damaged something. Because I couldn't really rest my voice. I had to keep talking in the podcast. No. And I just...
You need a mute day, I think.
Fucked it up. Yeah.
Just a day of nothing.
Yeah.
Honey and lemon.
Honey and lemon and...
Manuka honey. Apparently that's the good one.
Yeah. Maybe you said it when I sang. Didn't have that beforehand.
That's a good one.
Honey kind of freaks me out though.
Why?
Tasting it by itself. I love it on stuff, but... See the smell of it as well. No.
Oh my God, I love the way you can buy like a honey comb. Yeah. And you just like pour it out. You just open the box and pour it onto toast. I love it.
You ever see them do honey
ASMR
on toast? Of it?
Yeah, eating a honeycomb. I wouldn't like that now.
And their mouth is like sticking together.
Yeah. No, their lips are all stuck.
Yeah.
No, I
wouldn't.
The
frozen one looks nice though.
I wouldn't like to eat that.
No.
A honeycomb also gives me a bit of triphobia.
Triphobia, yes, I am.
Yeah.
So does my hand. You know, here in your hands.
Does it?
All the pores.
No, I've never got it off myself.
If I look at it too long, yeah.
No, I used to traumatise myself when I was younger because I bit my nails for so long. So I purposely like looked up pictures. I vividly remember it on my like dad's Dell computer. I like Googled pictures of like really bad bitten nails to like try
to
and...
To turn yourself
Yeah,
off.
To try and make myself sick. And I found this one picture. It was clearly like a fake photo.
AI.
Yeah, all those years ago. But it was like as if you got a honeycomb, shrank it the whole way down, and that was what was in place of the nail.
I
so
have
it was just
yeah,
millions of little holes. I still vividly remember seeing this picture and I was like, I'm traumatised. And I don't think I bit my nails after that then.
Oh my God, I feel sick.
So
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
That's why I literally have goosebumps.
Horrible, isn't it?
It's horrible. I used to look it up even though I hate it. And then they'd be like, just these plants, like round plants that have big holes in it.
Or sponges.
Why is that a phobia? It must come from something because, oh, I keep getting shivers up my spine.
I don't know.
There must be some kind of science.
Yeah, what's the science behind it that people get so uncomfortable seeing a multitude of small holes
it
together?
It looks like dangerous. I keep getting, you know, the opposite of hot flushes, cold flushes.
Cold
like
flushes
shiver,
freezing.
And I actually, like, oh, disgusting.
Oh, no.
We were at Electric Picnic the weekend.
We were.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Weather was...
I don't think it was too bad.
Not as bad as I thought.
No.
But Sunday I thought it was going to just be nice all day. It was probably the worst day.
Yeah, Sunday wasn't great. And the walk back to the car really, really humbled the life out of me. I just hate it.
It's the furthest car park to exist.
And God love me and Kira had a notion where we were going.
How did you find it?
We just kept asking people, why do I feel like everybody that works down there also doesn't know?
No.
So we were all lost.
Because they got all the workers that are there. A lot of them are English and they go to like all the different festivals.
So they're not really...
They're just there to work. But
yeah.
Like they haven't studied the map, which fair enough, I wouldn't be studying the map
either. Yeah, I wouldn't
either.
I'd be like,
work,
see ya. Yeah.
Like very few people will know for that reason, but that's a long walk.
We did meet a lovely man though, and you could tell he was a dad to daughters. Because he saw Kira like struggling with her suitcase, God love. But you know the way there was all that like mulch on the ground or whatever, all them little wood chips.
Oh yeah,
I think that's to soak up all the puddles.
Because
it was only in specific places, they didn't have it everywhere. But he saw Kira trying to drag her suitcase through that and like, that does not work.
We've done that before.
Yeah,
suitcase
does not work.
Wouldn't
so
recommend.
He said to Kira, he was like, here, give me the suitcase and I'll bring it as far as I'm going and then you can take it off. And she was like, thank God. But he was telling us that he was doing runs out to the car for like his daughters. Yeah, he was like, oh no, I'm bringing her stuff out early. So like when she needs, or I'm collecting her stuff, or he was collecting another one of his daughters or something he was doing was for his daughters. And as you could tell, he's a dad to daughters. Yeah, girl dad. Because he just saw Kira and he was like, here, give me that. He was lovely. So he saved us.
We had the wagons. guys.
So handy.
Game 50 euro Amazon. Yeah. Best thing you'll buy.
Aren't
EP.
They?
Yeah.
How did we fit three people's stuff in one last year, though?
I don't know.
Because my own stuff took up the whole thing this year.
Yeah.
Well, but see, I also didn't feel like I had that much things.
When it's raining, it's harder. You have to pack way more.
True.
Like a lot more layers and shit.
Why did I bring 6 coats?
I'm not sure.
Probably wore the same one the whole weekend.
I brought 3. I only actually ended up wearing one of my wellies or 2 of them. And I shouldn't have brought the 3rd pair. There was no point bringing them.
It happens every time.
Yeah. Everything I brought, I ended up using.
Oh God, I didn't.
Most of it, like, not all my products. I only got on skincare once.
No, I slept in my makeup every night. And my clothes.
I slept in my wig.
Shit, did you?
Yeah, I slept in all my outfit the first night.
I slept in my outfit both nights.
I just at home, actually.
Why did you bring that home?
You don't want to.
Ah, girl, you didn't need to bring that thing home.
I was like,
God love you.
I think Ellie wanted it. He's like, probably not. I was like, oh, in case it's her favorite one.
That's love you. Oh, that's so nice. But I was definitely, as soon as I got home,
I was
like,
your sunglasses that you left?
I didn't even know I left sunglasses.
Oh, I defend you once a little.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was another pair as well.
Did you bring that home?
Yeah.
Love you.
I brought another. Oh, your speaker.
Oh, that was fine.
I didn't want that either.
No.
Grant.
God.
But so much fun.
We never learn, but yeah, no. It was a ball.
But guys, the wagon.
Game changer.
I seen someone on TikTok, they like showed it. It wasn't for EP, it was a different festival. She showed like her organisation that she was for festivals. She's like a type A girl going to festival, and she has like a big tent. She has like this thing hanging between the two pockets in your tent. It's like, you know the fold I think you get when you travel for all your skincare and stuff?
Yes.
It's one of them, but like she has like toiletries.
That would be so
brush,
handy.
Like this and that.
That's the only thing I feel like we were kind of missing was some sort of a hook for things.
Yeah, but then also we missed the beat by doing this. She then, the other side of her tent, she opened her wagon out and put stuff in it as storage.
Why didn't we do that?
Why didn't we think of that? Fucking idiot.
I feel like we just all beat
in.
She
had like all her snacks, she had her clothes. She labelled, put all her outfits in every bag and labelled them and had an outfit per bag, had that in the wagon. And then you could just put all your bags under the bed.
I could never be so prepared. Yeah, are you mad?
It was great.
Ever. Yeah. I packed the morning we were going.
Yeah, so did I. And then
I was down the shop getting drink a half an hour before you came.
Yeah.
No.
And she had so much food and all, and someone commented being like, all I had was a pack of crisps all weekend.
We lived off nothing.
Chips and chicken.
In different
forms. I don't
want
to see chips and chicken ever again.
Yeah.
Ever
that
again.
Was, oh, yeah.
Big news also, Taylor Swift is engaged, guys. I can't believe it's real. Stop being an hater of her. I love her.
Hater with a passion.
She's so deserving of it.
Why?
She's been
like?
Through so much. Because she's been through a horrible man. Awful man.
We all have.
And yeah, exactly. We all deserve a fairy tale ending. And she does, especially.
She's grand. Like,
she had,
you know what I mean?
It was up 8 minutes and she had 1 million likes on it. I was like, that's mad that many people seeing that so quick. 8 minutes. And share off the comments.
Why? Why'd she do that?
I don't know.
Because people like me go on and say, who gives a fuck?
Probably people being like...
Such a hater.
I don't know, trying to advertise stuff in the comments or
yeah,
something.
Is that not a bit weird? She turned the comments off. I wonder what the actual reason in her head was to be like, right, we won't leave the comments open.
She could have limited them to people that she follows as well. I don't think she follows anyone.
Do you reckon she has a Finsta?
Yeah.
Do you reckon she does?
Yeah, I think so. This girl told me it was years ago, but she like... showed me Zayn Malik's Finsta at the time.
No way.
Yeah, it was proper like. Yeah,
it was actually him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a bit mad.
She has a I think it might be Instagram, but her fans reckon there's a page that's either TikTok or Instagram, but they know it's her. It's basically like known to be her.
Really?
But it's like a fan page vibe. Oh. But like she'll comment on stuff and all, apparently. But that'll be the royal wedding.
I wonder where they'll get married.
I know. Will it be like stashed off?
Will they do it in secret?
I think she'll wear like a ball, like a puffy ball gown dress.
Do you think?
Strapless. Veil.
When do you think she'll get married? So is her name going to change? She's not going to be Taylor Swift anymore?
I think she'll keep the name. I think most celebrities do.
Yeah. Well, what would her name be then if she's...
Taylor Kelsey.
I don't mind that either. That's not a bad name.
He was asked in an interview years ago, being like, it was like, fuck, marry, kill, Taylor, someone. And he said, marry Taylor.
Oh.
Before he even knew her.
That's kind of cute.
And he also went to her concert to try chat her up. He had a friendship bracelet with his number on it.
I think I saw
but
that
he never
somewhere.
Got to meet up with her because she didn't talk to him after shows.
How long are they together?
The years was last year. I think like less than 2 years.
Are they?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
Graham would want to get the finger out. When you know. If they can do it like that, quick.
Oh, also, we have to shout out Sophie.
What the?
For being engaged.
Sorry.
No, yeah.
One of our friends, Sophie's
one of our
my
friends
head.
Got engaged.
See? Yay.
Yay. It was the first of the group.
Oh, congratulations, guys.
Oh, it's so exciting.
So cute. We were driving home and all the messages were coming in. And it was like, Sophie, Sophie, Sophie. And I said to Kira, I said, I bet you she's engaged. And Kira just goes, oh my God.
She's engaged.
So
I did
cute.
Think they were, because they went away and they're together like
a million years.
Yeah, and they, yeah, I just thought like, we all kind of were like hoping, but we didn't know when or what day.
So cute.
But yeah, first one of the group.
That's adorable.
Makes me feel old.
Does it?
Yeah.
When your friends are getting engaged.
If I got engaged now, I'd still feel like a child bride.
Yeah.
I feel awkward, like I'd be like, oh my God.
I keep calling myself a teenager and my mom keeps telling me to shut up.
I feel like a teenager, yeah.
I'm only a wee girl.
I know. Not ready.
But so exciting.
Someone got on my TikTok being like, you're starting to age, back to therapy you go or something. I was like, first of all, I don't go there. Yeah, well, God for fucking bit, I get older.
What do you mean? Like, yeah.
If you think I'm aged now, God love me.
You're not bleeding Benjamin Button. No. You're not meant to go the opposite way.
Going backwards.
Like... Piss off to mind
fucking my Botox appointment.
Don't mind them, sure. Don't be listening.
And your brother's home?
My brother came home.
He's home. He's home early.
Oh,
how
so
many days early? A week early again?
A week early, yeah.
A week, wow. So you weren't pregnant one bit.
Little shit. Mm. So, like, this was my week to plan everything, to go and, like, actually move everything out of the room because I stole his room 2 years ago. So, like, I was like, right, I'll get all that done for him this week and then when he comes home, like, everything will be fresh and lovely for him. No, his suitcase is just open on the landing. He's just
there.
We're climbing over shit in the room because I still obviously have to go in and get my stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, house is a bit of a tip.
How did he surprise? Who did he first? Did you have to tell anyone that he was doing it?
He told Tara, his friend
Tara.
Okay,
okay.
And God love her, she just went around with him to every single house and like recorded it all. She's
and how did he
come?
Did he just knock at your door? Everyone door?
No, Tara came over and said to my mum that she had something for Cuiva for the baby. So my mom was
idea.
Like, oh, right, okay, very smart actually.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I give them claps for that.
Yeah.
Told my mom, oh, I have something for Cuiva. And Tara would knock into my house anyway, kind of
it's
a thing.
Not
like,
weird. Yeah.
And she was sitting in the kitchen with my mom and she's like, oh, I'll run out to the car and get it for you. And then Tara came back in and then Jack just walked in the door. My mom goes, Jesus, Jack!
Oh, it's her baby.
I know, her baby. Yeah, boy. You can tell already. He was in the kitchen yesterday morning. He was like, ugh, I'm freezing. My mum's like, I'll go get you a dressing gown.
Yeah, yeah. Hot water bottle.
Yeah, I was
cup
like,
tea.
Of course, yeah. But no, I'm so excited to have him home.
Being the youngest and a boy is like...
Oh, peak. It is.
Yeah.
It really is. Mammy's boy.
Literally. Golden balls. Like,
yeah. Yeah. They all went out on Saturday night and had a party in the house then.
Oh, God.
So there's been celebrations.
So cute.
It's so cute.
It must be so nice coming home after living so far away.
He said something to me in Cuiva the other day though, and the two of us just rolled our eyes. We were like, fuck off. Do you ever see those TikToks and it's like people who go to Spain for a week and they come home, they're like,
Madison Dunn.
I travelled to Barcelona, and like, do you know what I mean? They start talking like that. What was he looking for? I think he was ordering a Chinese or something, and he was like, do you use Just Eat here? And me and Cuiva looked at each other and fuck off. Jack, you haven't been gone for 20 years. And he's like, no, but seriously, like, do you use Just Eat or like, what do you use? I was like, oh God.
That's like a Madison was like picked up to Chris. Like,
yeah,
oh, she was like, what
are
these tastes like?
Are these? But I think he was just asking which one we actually use in the house.
Yeah,
book,
yeah.
Very funny.
That's
but
so funny.
Little Big Bro is home.
He's back.
Buzzing. And live shows.
Live shows.
Guys.
Just
we'll
went
see
on sale.
Very, very soon. We're doing 26th and 27th of September and the 1st and 2nd of October. We're coming to Cork, Galway, Limerick, and Dublin, of course.
Little tour.
And we're so excited to see you.
Yeah, we can't wait. It's going to be so
it's
much fun.
So,
so many guests lined up.
Mm-hmm.
New segments, old segments, and just a really, really fun show. So grab your besties, grab your. There's always boyfriends that come, guys, by the way.
I know, we love it. And there's always people
if you have,
who come on their own,
come on
too.
Yeah.
We love that for you. So don't be afraid if you want to come on your own as well. We are all one big happy Hill My Drink family.
And you'll definitely make friends.
Yes.
So. We are coming out of summer now. So
thank sweet baby Jesus.
Traveling is, I feel like summer's the time for trips.
Yeah.
And people going away. But I didn't talk about my solo trip.
Fill us in.
Yeah, guys, had my solo trip.
How was it?
2 days long.
Lovely.
Really short and sweet. But I was like, I think I didn't hit me like that I was going. By myself until I was like in the airport. I was like, oh my God, I land here and like, what do I do?
Where do
like,
I go?
But I've done that before, but it's different when you actually know you're on a solo trip.
Yeah.
Because I've flown to like, events before by yourself or like certain things. But like,
it's, you always end up like, you know, you're eventually going to see someone you know kind of thing.
Whereas in the next 2 hours. So I landed. I was like, oh God, where's the exit? And the airport was, oh my God, it was massive. So I was walking for hours. I was sweating. I was overstimulated. Got a taxi to my hotel, and then I was like, oh my God, it's just me.
What do I do?
But you can just pick what you want to do. But it felt like a fever dream the whole trip.
But that's so nice.
It is nice.
That's a bit of me now. I'd
it,
like that.
It was nice.
Just going on my own time.
Yeah. Yeah. I went and I, first day, went for lunch. But the hotel I stayed in is gorgeous. It's called Zell. If anyone's going to Mallorca, it's really nice. But the restaurant attached to Zell is Besso Beach, which is like a beach club.
Fun
vibe. But I was like, that food looks lovely. I really want to go. Well, I didn't know it was a party the whole time. I thought lunchtime, surely be quiet.
The, at the beach club
party.
It
was literally like, these men were like, I was like, you have to swing your napkin and all. And they were trying to make me get up. I was like, I literally haven't even had a drink yet or my food. I'm not getting up. Like, so I was just like panicking, but then I was fine after like 5 minutes. But I got like that Iberian ham.
Strong.
I had two margaritas. I was fucking pissed.
Right.
I nearly had to put myself to bed.
Deserved.
And then later on, because I had that lunch kind of late, I was like, my dinner reservation, because I did book one. I was like, I'm not hungry. And I was like, wait, I don't have to go. Because I'm not relying on someone else that they're hungry and I have to attend. I was like, I don't have to go. And then earlier that day, I was walking around the town and it was raining a little bit, obviously. But I went to the fish spa, you know, the all your
dry
skin.
Yeah.
Went to that. Then I went next door because he swindled me into also getting a pedicure of just my skin again. My feet never felt better.
Oh.
I was like, should the fish have not done that as well?
What was the point in
that? Yeah, so done that. And then the next day, I just had stuff to film on the beach and all, so I just chilled. But
gorgeous.
I would highly recommend.
Would you?
Yeah, it's nice.
I'd love to do it.
Yeah, but by the end of it, I was like, right, I need to see someone now that I know.
Yeah, I'm ready to talk to someone kind of thing.
Yeah, because you are left with your own thoughts.
That's what I'd be afraid of. Not being left with my own thoughts, but like not actually like, not saying more than, oh, thank you, or...
And even being in front of your friends and all, which I was like, it's not the same.
No, yeah, it's face to face with
someone. Otherwise, you're just,
how do you do that then?
Yeah, but then I actually wished it was a bit longer. But then that morning, I had a matcha on an empty stomach. I was so anxious then for the day.
Oh no.
So I think that was it. It wasn't the trip making me anxious, I just felt sick. But yeah.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
Would love to do.
Yeah,
I really love that for you.
And
were you not scared or like, lonely?
Scared? No.
Not scared?
No, I felt like...
I'd be scared going to sleep. That's my only thing.
Oh no, I've grand.
I freak myself out.
I feel safe
stuff
in
like
hotels.
That. Do you?
Yeah.
See, I don't.
Do you know?
If I was on my own.
Really?
Yeah. You don't know who has a master key for all these rooms.
That's true.
That's a bit scary.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Do you ever see all those air hostesses who do videos and they're like, every time I go into a room, this is what I do?
They do have
number one
locks.
Rule, don't close the door behind you.
What?
As soon as you walk in.
Why?
Because you could be locking yourself in with someone. What if there's someone already in there? Yeah.
Oh.
So some people would like check the room first before actually like locking the door behind them.
Yeah. And then what if someone walks in behind you and the door is wide open?
See, can't win.
Oh my God. No, to be honest, I didn't feel any sense of fear. I think somewhere like Mallorca going for one like is a good start because it's like a real...
Ease yourself in.
Yeah, I felt like it was a safe place.
Yeah.
Like the hotel felt... I think that was important for me to be in a nice hotel that I didn't feel...
uneasy.
For my first trip, like I wouldn't be staying, but then when I go further, I'm gonna have to stay in like hostels and all, probably to meet people.
Are you gonna do it again? You're gonna go,
well, yeah, you're gonna go to Bali, you guys. I'm gonna find myself in Bali in January. God knows
she's
I need it.
Finding herself.
Yeah, it's my dream.
Oh,
I've said it for so long, and I was talking to someone during the summer, and I was like, I really want to do Bali and blah blah. And they were like, well, when? And I was like, I haven't really thought that far ahead, but I was like, why don't I just do it this year?
You just knew you wanted to do it.
I wanted to do it at some point. Yeah. But I was like, well, now's the good time. I've no kids.
Yeah.
I've no ties. Like, and then like back to last January, February, I'm like, what did I fucking do? Nothing. Work-wise, like you're quiet that time of year.
Did you go away this year?
No, not in January, Feb.
We went at 24.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, and I was like, well...
And that's like the whole time we were away in Australia, we were like, we're doing this every year.
It's set off so right.
Like, there's nothing at home.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I just need time to like, I'm going to take some time maybe offline for like a week of that maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not. Like,
I was going to say, definitely
not. But I would like to, and just like have like, I'll be in a different time zone and like not have much work to do, just post my own stuff.
That'd
and, like,
be nice for you.
Just have that time to like switch off. Mm. It is harder with our job to switch off. It's yeah. always in your phone.
It's always in your hand.
You can always be recording something like, so I feel like it'll come at a good time. And I wish it was now. I want to skip forward to the next.
You just want to go.
I'm over it.
Do you know how long you're going to go for?
I'm going to do Thailand first and then Bali for, I'd say, 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then Australia for a month.
Stunning.
So, yeah, it's a long trip.
She's going on her travels, guys. Yeah. What am I going to do?
I think, but that's a long time to be by myself.
3 months.
But I think I'll make friends.
You'd make friends with a wall.
I know.
You'd so talk I hope to that anyone. Works.
It was different when you know you're by yourself.
No, I think you'd be grand. You'll be fine.
No one wanted to be friends with me.
You're going to start a book club or something. Or you'll start something that everyone will be.
I think I'll go to like a retreat.
Yeah.
I feel like that'll be good to meet people and kind of like have that time to decompress and all that as well.
Yeah.
And then.
But it's nice to be on your own kind of time frame of what you want to do. You've no pressure. You can like say you go to one place. And you're like, oh, not really feeling this. Move on.
You can just leave.
How nice would that feel? Yeah. Instead of having someone with you and saying, no, but I love it here. And then you end up killing each other. And you know what I mean? Yeah,
and that independence and like confidence you get from it of like being like, I've done something myself to do. And
I feel like it'll teach you so much about yourself as well and how able you are. Not that you don't think you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like that you, sometimes you can doubt yourself in little things. Like
100%.
You'd come back from that and you'll be skipping and jumping around on your own.
I keep seeing videos of people like before and after backpacking.
Stop.
And they come back like glowing. So I hope you,
are you going to wear a backpack?
No.
Yeah, I'm allergic.
I just can't fit my shit in that.
I'm just not. I said to Graham,
I could wear one, I would, but I can't fit my items.
I said, I am not bringing a backpack. He goes, well, I don't know who, like, what are you going to do with a suitcase?
My back would go and just break.
But I see people all the time and they try and bring suitcases and it doesn't work.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
I'm really sorry. Graham's going to have to put one on the front and one on the back. I'm not bringing, I can't.
Two backpacks. And they're so tall, they'll just be looking into a backpack as well.
I can't.
They're massive.
I can't wear one.
I just think the weight of it, I won't be able to cope.
You'll just end up on your back like a turtle.
I know,
Hell. You won't know what to be doing.
I think I'll be like, I'll probably end up doing the homecoming video after 2 months.
Give her.
From my hometown.
Give her a month and she's doing surprise videos, lads.
Oh.
No, you won't. I think you'll love this. This is so different.
It is different, but it's scary because it's a very new place I've not been.
Mm.
To be by yourself, like hopefully, like I said, I'll make friends. And there's a lot of girls sent me like travel groups you can join.
That's nice.
To see like if people are around and like, not even to be with them the whole time. Yeah. Like if there's a night out. If there's
but that's
something.
Nice that option is there.
That option is there,
It's not that you have to strictly stay with people you don't know.
No.
Because I'd feel a pressure with that as well. I'd be like, oh God, I have to make small talk all the time.
Yeah,
away.
Whole time.
Yeah, not arsed.
Yeah.
But like at least the option is there that there is a day if you feel like, kind of want to have some
mates. I'm kind of alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then how do you go on a night out with a bunch of strangers? Like,
get pissed.
I know, yeah. I just think of it being sober, like, but I know I'll be like fairly drunk at the time.
Yeah,
but I'm excited.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
I think love that for you.
I think I just want to do it the whole time anyway, and then like it just works out that no one else can redo it at that time. I kind of wanted to do Bali by myself anyway.
Yeah,
and I was like, what am I waiting on?
Yeah,
no time like the present.
Do you know what, girl? You're
right. And I think I don't like making really future plans a lot of the time.
Yeah, that scares you.
I don't know why. I just think, and then I'm like, wait, I just need to make the plan. And then once I made it, I felt really at peace. I was like, oh,
I'm doing it.
It's in the diary now.
Yeah, it's there.
Haven't booked it yet.
It's penciled in.
I realised Thailand's so close. I looked up flights and like it's 6. I looked up ones, it was like 2 stops. One flight is 6 hours, second flight 6 hours, and the last flight is an hour to Koh Samui.
I like that, the way it's kind of broken
that's
up.
Not bad.
I don't know what my flight is.
Yeah. It's a Doha you stop in and then Bangkok. But I don't think I'm going to do Bangkok by myself. I don't need to see it really. Apparently it's like not.
I wish we were there at the same time.
I need to see a place. I know. Crossover.
But then again, you want to do it on your own.
Thailand, I'm not going to be by myself. My sister will be there.
Okay.
And her fiancé and his family.
Okay.
So we'll be there with them for like 2 weeks.
Are the kids gone?
Yeah, the kids are gone too.
Oh God, that's so
special. I know. So then I'll be leaving them and then going by myself.
Imagine
so we'll
being
be nice.
That young and being like, yeah, it's just in Thailand.
In Thailand. Well, they won't even remember a thing.
But that's so fucking
so
cool.
So cute. Like, but maybe you should move your trip.
I can't.
Why did you pick March?
It's booked.
No
idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no. It was
I'll
a
give you some tips. Anyone have any tips for me, please let me know.
Yeah.
What I need to do and see.
Yeah.
I don't know like where I'm gonna stay and like any of that, but I think we'll just see as we go.
Yeah, that's sure it, but that's kind of exciting to like plan as you go as well.
I just think I'm so susceptible to getting scammed, like me with the fish place and then getting the pedicure next door with what the fish were supposed to do, which is get rid of the dry skin. He was grating my foot like a fucking cheese block afterwards. I was like, should that not be gone already?
If someone tries to sell you something, you'd just be like,
yeah. The amount of unnecessary things I bought because I was bored, like not bored, but I was like, well, like, what else to do than going to the store?
Bought
underwear.
Maybe you just have to reel that in a little bit of traveling.
I think
just to be able to be like, right, I need to actually.
You could sell me anything,
yeah,
and I'd buy it. Like I'm a marketer's dream
for the crack.
See, I'm influenced by everything.
Yeah, yeah.
TikTok shop and all. TikTok shop has gone a bit wild lately. Have you noticed that?
I bought one thing off it.
I just feel like every three.
If I see that little yellow thing, I just scroll.
Is that? Yeah.
Nah, go away.
I think I just want to find like, not who, it sounds real deep, who I am, but, yeah, but like maybe it is that.
Maybe it is. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but I think I do know, but I think
you can only know on a deeper level.
Yeah, because I feel like you can only really know when you spend that time by yourself.
Mm.
I think when you're around people, you can like mold and like you have different groups and like maybe you pick things up from different people or like things like that. But to be by yourself for that length of time, I do think I'll learn things about myself
that you never knew before.
I didn't know.
You will.
Yeah, because even on my cell trip, I did learn. I was like, wait, I would have never thought I'd be nervous at lunch.
Yeah.
But I was.
Okay, well, yeah. And whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, it's something that you're learning about yourself. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily, like I wouldn't do it and have this perception that you're going to be like, I'm going to learn all these amazing things about myself.
Because
it's good to also learn, okay,
it's definitely not many.
I don't like this or I'm not comfortable with this or like this is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good to learn the good and the bad about yourself kind of thing.
Because like that, you wouldn't learn that if you're hanging out with someone else the whole time. So.
Yeah.
But I need to also figure out what I'm going to do safety wise because.
Yes, please. Are you allowed to bring pepper spray or something?
Well, yeah. Like as in like where I'm staying, when I'm going to post, like I'm going to post and. After the fact.
I go back.
Yeah, of like where I am and things like that. Yeah.
People are crazy.
Yeah. Well, I've heard from people that have said they felt really, really, really safe there.
Okay, good.
So, we'll see, guys.
I'm so excited for you, my love. So excited.
And you're going to Thailand in?
I'm going to Thailand
March, end of February. End of Feb.
Buzzing.
Oh, we won't see. Yeah, I won't see you for 3 months then because you'll be gone before I come back.
I know.
Yeah. Do you know what you're going to do? Yeah.
Not a clue.
No. I'll just have to give you.
I just already said to Graham, I need to learn how to walk before I go there.
What do you mean?
Like walk for ages. I fucking hate walking. I'm so lazy.
I like walking, you know.
So I'll be whipped into shape by the time.
Yeah. Although I don't think you have to walk that long.
But probably will.
Really?
Yeah, but be okay.
Do you see that mountain you can do? It's like a sunset or sunrise mountain trip. And you wake up, or you walk up when it's still dark, and then once you're up there, the sun rises.
Beautiful.
Sunrise, it's gorgeous.
That'd be nice.
You need to do that.
We keep saying to each other, like, probably once a week, oh, we'll sit down and plan all this, will we?
It's so hard. You're best off watching someone's, like, videos.
I know,
he knows
people who have been. Do I? Probably online, I could find someone. I don't think I know anyone personally who's ever been, have I? I could probably
find Megan Smith.
Oh shit.
Yeah. She's great at itineraries and stuff as well, yeah.
But we need to actually just like fully plan.
Sit down and plan.
What we're gonna do.
I'm going to Hawaii next week actually as well.
Ball.
What the hell?
How exciting.
What the hell? That's not a solo trip though. That's with my friend and her boyfriend.
That's one of me so
I'm literally intruding.
Yes. They were like a good romantic holiday. I was like, I'm coming.
She was like, come. I was like, I'm so jealous. She was like, come. I was like, are you drunk? Like, obviously I'm not going to come. She's like, no, def I'll come. And she said it to him. And he's like, yeah, obviously. Like,
so
they're going for 2 weeks and I'm coming for, I think it's 6 days or a week.
Oh, that's nice. They have the best of both then. They have you there for a while and then they're on
and
their
own time as well.
That's nice.
So, yeah, can't wait to swim in the sea, see all the fish and all that.
Will the weather be nice at this time of year? Yeah.
It's a good time to go, apparently.
I'd say it's always stunning.
It's like 25 degrees and stuff.
Lovely.
But that's like a bucket list dream of mine. So, I have to fly to LA first, stay in a night there, and then the next morning fly to thing.
How about you?
But apparently, I wanted to go out in LA and get some food and all, but then I said to Kaylee, she's like, oh my God, absolutely by no means go out by yourself in LA.
Apparently it's really dangerous. Really?
Yeah. So, hotel room, delivery.
Yeah.
Mukbang
in the room.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just stay in like an airport hotel then.
Yeah, somewhere close. Really you
don't. In and out though.
Oh, you could probably definitely get delivered over there.
What do you think?
Definitely. Think of how like many food places and like
yeah, true
delivery things they have over there. You definitely get
I don't
that.
Have time to get Air One because we close by the time I get there.
Oh,
I know. It's my dream.
Maybe on the way back.
Maybe on the way back. Yeah.
You could do it.
Don't worry. By the way, we still will find yes. a way to bring home a drink.
Of course,
in the on travel.
Yeah,
on travel.
Whether it's you're in on one place, roads. I'm in one place. Whether it's
yeah,
we'll cross that bridge,
guys.
Don't worry.
Don't you worry.
We're going nowhere.
Moving on to Red Flag Radar then. These are sent into our email address. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And these are basically red flags we read out and we see if they are red flags or not, or if people are taking things out of context.
Mm-hmm. Vibe.
So, first one is, booked a lad's holiday without telling me. Then he got defensive when I told him he should have ran it by me first. Red flag.
Red flag.
Just feel like you need to have that open line of communication with someone.
Like, why is that such a hard thing to be like, oh, yeah. Me and the lads might book this. Like, it obviously comes up in conversation in your group chat. And that's not to say, like, don't, like, that you want to know everything that goes on the group yeah. chat. But something like a holiday, you'd be like, oh, me and the lads are thinking about booking that.
Yeah, not
like, that's an easy way instead of being like, I need to sit you down.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm going on a holiday.
And you just need to ask for permission. That's not what we're saying. But I just yeah. think, how does that not come up in conversation when it's literally booked?
Mm.
Surely there was chat about that. Oh, me and the lads are thinking about going here. Like,
mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Red flag.
Yeah, red.
Red flag.
Still uses his ex's Netflix login because she said it's grand. I mean,
it's kind of funny. Like,
at least he's not paying for it.
She said it's grand.
Yeah, she said it's grand.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd make.
But how does he know she said it's grand?
Yeah, true. I think I just would rather him cut ties with her.
Yeah.
You're still like, why, like, you still have some kind of contact with her by having her Netflix.
Yeah.
Do you know? Not contact, but like you're still, I don't know. I wouldn't like her to be able to say, oh, he still uses my Netflix account to her friends, whatever else.
I did that. Well, I didn't do that, but I tried to log into Disney Plus with an ex's email.
Work?
Do you know, like sometimes it key saves
yeah,
into
still
the.
There. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me try it.
Did it work?
No.
Change passwords.
Yeah.
Blocked.
Didn't work, so.
Red flag.
Red.
Yeah. Refuses point blank to fill my water bottle before bed for me. He doesn't want me to turn into a princess.
Come off it. You're not asking. You're not asking him to fluff your pillows and tuck you in and sing you a lullaby. It's going to a tap and filling your water.
Oh.
That, I feel like princess treatment needs to be like
normalised.
Do you know what I mean? But like that, to me, that isn't princess treatment. That, what do you mean? That's just, bare minimum. That's being polite.
That's just nice to do.
Hi love, can you just fill my water bottle for me? Yeah, of course. What?
I hate that, or hate men who make a point of like not giving you what you want or something. But it's like, I'm not asking for much.
Yeah.
But it's like, because you're not getting your way, I'm like, well, that's not going to work.
No, yeah.
I'm sorry, but like,
Uno reverso. Like you're, it's not.
Anyone that I've like, no, I just, that's a non-negotiable for me.
That's just small little things.
I'm not asking for the sun and stars. I'm asking you to fill my water bottle.
Not a big deal.
That is a non-negotiable for me. To just do nice things.
The bare minimum.
The literal bare minimum.
The bare minimum.
Red, 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 guys, all over this week. Every single one of them is red flag. Then we have a sequence installed. So here we get to give you some advice on any dilemmas or problems you're having. Just send into our email address. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is the one for today. Hey girls, I was looking for some advice on something. I would generally go to my girls for this, but I feel like I'm burning their ears off. And I honestly want an outside opinion. Long story short, I was recently seeing a boy. When I say boy, I mean boy, i.e. immature for his age, for a few months. I really genuinely liked him, but after a while I realised I'd gotten myself into a situationship. He was cancelling plans and making me feel like an option, etc. I could see that it wasn't going anywhere serious and I'd already caught feelings, so I decided to distance myself. After I started taking a step back, he began to put in more effort and was promising me everything under the sun, making plans for future trips and all. I think he knew that it's what I wanted to hear. Long story short, he cancelled another plan a few weeks ago and just out of hurt, I just didn't reply to him. I assumed he would text me after I cooled down like he usually would, but I've heard nothing since. I haven't texted him looking for answers, purely out of pride, but I just can't seem to let go. Part of me would love an explanation or to at least know what happened to go from texting every day for months to complete silence. I'm tying myself in knots over it, but do you think the way he acted is an answer in itself? Since then, a really nice guy has been trying to get me to go on a date. He seems like a gentleman, is making loads of effort, but I feel guilty talking to him as I know I'm not over the other one. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
I think I think you got your answer.
His actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, sometimes you don't need to go searching for closure. Like, it's closure in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his actions are literally giving you the answer you want, but you're basically refusing to believe it.
Some people are afraid of cutting things off, so they just kind of leave it on the long finger and distance and think that's better. But it's actually better just to be honest and be like, look.
Yeah, look, this isn't for me.
I met someone else. Yeah. I don't want to be seeing anyone.
And that's so fine to do for everyone. Like, that is absolutely so fine to do.
Yeah, but I think you're toying with someone's feelings by staying in something that you're not.
Yeah, and pulling away. And
yeah, it's not fair.
I think your answer is enough. Go on the date with the gentleman.
Go on the date with the gent.
What have you got to lose, my girl?
He seems lovely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've absolutely nothing to lose. Why would you feel guilty? And I don't know, maybe it's okay to go on a date with someone when you fully don't feel over someone else, do you know what I mean?
I think so.
Would you recommend?
Yeah.
Do you think it might help you get over someone?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You just meet someone nice and be like, oh my God, that man was so immature, so weird.
That's actually so true. Maybe this might be the little push you need to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
There's actually good men out there.
Yeah. I think we all need to it's so hard, easier said than done, but see low effort as a turn off.
Yeah.
Why when someone gives low effort are we always and I'm literally a fiend for it as well, we all do it, it actually makes you cling on to them more and be like,
yeah,
oh, why doesn't he like me? But we should be seeing that, we should somehow be able to train our minds to see that as oh, he doesn't want me, I don't want him.
God. Yeah,
it's fine,
but we're we nearly want to get it out of them, get what we deserve out of them.
Yeah, but if someone's wanting to give you that, they don't want to give you that.
No, yeah, we need to take that as an answer,
and it doesn't say anything on you, it doesn't reflect on you at all, the type of person you are. That's on them. They have their own issues. You don't know what's going on in their life. Doesn't make it okay that he's not texting back and things. But just don't see it as a reflection on you, because that is not good.
No.
That's when it starts to affect you and you'll always think back, oh, what did I do? You didn't
do
that.
Yeah, you'll start
wrong.
Blaming yourself.
You can be the most perfect person in the whole world, and if someone isn't in the right place or hasn't got the right mindset towards it, they're not for you.
No.
Do you know?
Go on the date with the gentleman,
Go
please.
On the date with the gents. Maybe they'll end up together.
Oh,
happily ever. But then you might not, and that's fine too.
That's grand as well. Whatever way it goes, I think it can do you no harm. I think it will help how you feel.
Yeah, get rid of the boy, get on to the man.
Oh, I like that one.
Then we have phone a friend. So phone a friend, we get to get advice from our listeners to our listeners. Listeners. So these are all our Instagram page, and you can give in your advice every week of what you would do. So we want advice from yous to what our lovely listener would do to the dilemma she wrote in. And this is this week's.
Help, my head's wrecked. My boyfriend's ex-girlfriend texted him. Now, he didn't text back or anything like that. He just blocked her and I trust him. But what's bothering me a lot is the fact she obviously knows that I'm with him and she goes and texts him. This isn't just a friendly text or a let's be friends text. It's clearly a flirty text. He has her blocked on everything. It bothers me that she can clearly see this and still texts him.
Okay, here what the listener said. Don't do anything. She probably just wants to cause drama.
He blocked her. It shows where his head is. Positive thing. Wouldn't stress over her.
She could just be looking for a reaction. Maybe hold off till it happens again.
Have an open conversation with him. Tell him it stresses you, but you trust him. It will give you a little reassurance.
It's one of those things you have to let go of your head. He didn't reply.
I don't think you need to do anything but laugh. She's clearly desperate.
Not much you can do. Maybe she was drunk.
He did the right thing. Just keep an eye on it for now.
What do you think of that? But you got to keep an eye for Celine or... Oh, yeah. I feel like I'd text her.
Would you?
I'm sorry if that's toxic.
So what the hell are you doing?
Oh, I just think it's such a disrespect to him, to you, by doing that and knowing you're going to see that.
Especially when she knows he's with someone new.
I'd only worry if he replied or didn't block her.
His actions show you he's loyal. You can't control her actions.
True. That's true. I would text her and see what's going on.
She could literally just be like, fuck off. But she's just one of those girls
that says that.
Yeah. Just imagine she was just like, I actually don't care.
I do.
He'd be like, oh, okay, what am I supposed to do now?
Okay.
If you trust him, let it go. No point in letting it wreck your head if it doesn't have to. Oh, I text her, are you okay, love? Are you lost? Love it.
Ignoring her will hurt her more than reacting to it. That's true.
Yeah.
My initial thought would be text him, but then I'd sit on it and probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Says more about her immaturity. Don't feed into it. Silence is the best revenge.
His reaction to it is all she needs. No further action required.
Someone else said, it happened to me. They're only trying to cause trouble between yous.
Text her and tell her to back off.
If he wanted to, he would. Take it as a compliment. You have him and she doesn't.
Don't entertain her. Who he's with now is none of her business.
Him blocking her is a big statement. If it happens again, then maybe act on it.
Yeah, I love it. Mature man.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, go away.
It's great. Don't give her the satisfaction of acting out. Stay confident in you and your relationship.
And the last one we have is, it's a compliment. She wants your man. Just remember, he chose you. He's yours.
Dead right.
Yeah.
You can send in your dilemmas, your phone of friends to our email address. It's goloud. No, it's not. Oh my drink at goloudnow.com. If you want your dilemma to be in phone a friend or receive some solves, if you have a preference, you can put them into either, or else we'll just pick whichever one. Same for red flag radars, you can send them in there. But that's it from us today.
Yes,
guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
If you want to listen to How Would Drink Extra Juice, we have that every Monday. We have Extra Spice the first Monday of every month.
Love them.
Spicy.
Bit of crack.
Dilemmas.
Hilarious.
And we also have our full video episodes on YouTube.
Yes.
Every Thursday. That's when they launch. So we will see you then.
You get us loads during the week.
Yeah. That's it from us. We'll see you on Monday for Extra Juice. Hopefully see you at live shows very, very soon.
Yay. If you get tickets, please do let us know.
Please let us know. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.